1970.
Not that I remember. I think that it was after the grandpa died that they had the store, if I remember correctly.
What year did he die?
In 1902.
So the Bowen Mill had a store later than the Reynolds Mill.
Yes, I'm quite certain.
Now, what year again was it that your grandfather founded the mill in Sky?
That he went to the mill?
Yeah.
I think that 74, 26, 28. Years back. Sorry, shut off just a minute and I'll figure. Yes, I believe that the mill was started around 1891.
Yeah. What was the physical appearance of the store?
It was a two-story store with upstairs and downstairs porch on the front, both the top and bottom, and posts and stuff.
Was there an apartment upstairs?
Yes.
So who lived there?
Well, at one time, I remember that an uncle of mine and his mother, Grandma Coates and Harm Kenny, lived there. And then later, Dad's sister, Catherine Boyne, and her mother and his mother, Laura Boyne, lived there. And after that, I just can't remember who it was. It was usually somebody connected with the family.
What was the apartment like upstairs? Was it comfortable?
Like just about, a living room and a dining room, and kitchen and bath, and I think two bedrooms. It was quite sizable.
So it must have been a fairly substantial building. Well built.
Oh yes, it was. Very.
Built with lumber from the Bowen Mill.
Yes. There was no reason to skimp on it.
No. Were the rooms upstairs paneled?
No, I think that they're all papered, if I remember, plastered and papered, with maybe the kitchen in plain and matched, groove lumber.
I see. What was sold downstairs?
In the store?
Right.
All sorts of groceries and candy and meats. Not all sorts of meats, because it was limited at that time, but meats like salt pork and I remember fish Cisco's in barrels, and then also some dry goods and some shoes, mostly heavy work shoes. Then there was a post office at one time too. The mail was sorted there.
Do you remember barrels of dried salmon?
I can't remember dried salmon. It may have been possible at that time, but I don't remember it. It's a little bit sketchy there.
Were there
or
barrels?
Tobacco. Oh, yes.
How did the tobacco come?
It came in, whatever, and you cut it. We had a tobacco cutter. What do they call it? And the tobacco comes in a big pot, there'd be a box like that, and I think it was sort of squared off, and then you cut it apart.
It was plug tobacco. Right. Can you remember the names, some of those pieces?
No, I can't. I know it was all chewing tobacco. I mean, that was. And the smoking tobacco came in packages like George Washington. I can remember that was an old brand.
I never heard that brand. I've heard of course, Prince Albert and...
I say,
George Washington there.
Well, maybe I've seen it since and thought of it as being there,
There was a cockade.
I see. You really went up on some of those things, haven't you? You researched more than I did, didn't you?
What was the floor like in the store?
It was, a heavy... Now, I would say that might have been plain and matched planks, because they used hobnail shoes and things like that, and it was quite worn and wobbly, so that, or not wobbly, but I mean quite worn and dented. And so I would think maybe it was made out of 2-inch plank. I'd be quite certain it was, because the wearing didn't seem to make it so that it wasn't substantial, in other words.
2-inch plank resists wear?
I would think they would be matched. Uh-huh. And that's together, you know.
Resists wear more than
yeah.
planks would just
like. Oh, yes, I see. It would just wear. Well, it was softwood, spruce, you know, and not hardwood.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I meant would make it wear.
But
being plank, it was heavy enough so that it could take a lot of wear.
Were the walls painted in the ceiling?
I think that the walls were all the boards, all plain and matched boards. I'm not positive, but I think at that time we had something to make a bead in it, so it was beaded, you know, for a more pleasant effect, like the hardwood beaded ceiling that they have.
That brings out the grain.
Uh-huh.
What a bead does.
Mm-hmm. And I think that most of it there, as I remember, was varnished ceiling and side walls too.
What is the process of beading?
Of beading?
Yeah.
It would be done when it was plain and matched. It would be just a knife that would bead it. Now in a lot of houses now you could still go in and see some, but they don't sell as much now. We used to. Maybe 10 or 15 years ago, sell plain and matched and beaded 3/8 thick for a wainscoting. Remember when they used to have wainscoting? Well, that's what it was, that type. Only this was in longer boards and made the whole sidewall.
A knife would cut along the board,
mm-hmm.
would it?
As you put your board through the planer to plain and match it, there would be another knife on the top that would put this bead on it. It was just set up that way, the machine was.
And the bead was simply a sort of a slit.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it would. They used to be more sort of a round one with a little V on each side.
So the beading is simply a series of arches all the way down
uh-huh.
the board.
Just for decoration,
mm-hmm.
and it looked a little better.
Okay. Did they sell barrels of flour? Barrels of sugar in the store?
Yeah, I think that it seems to me at that time it was more or less the sugar was in barrels, but it was weighed out like so many pounds. And it seems to me as if the flour was in bags and sacks of flour, not in a barrel.
Mm-hmm. How about sugar? How was that sold?
And that was in a barrel, I think, but we put it in sacks. So it weighed out like 10 pounds or whatever amount you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Seems if that was in a barrel, because I remember the sugar barrels.
Were the sacks of material fine enough to be later made into clothing?
They did. Uh-huh. There were certain things that came in bags that they did. It was cotton cloth, and I think that they bleached out whatever color was on it to tell what it was. Wasn't it some kind of a muslin or something like that, or cotton? I guess it was cotton, but. I don't believe that I ever knew of anybody there using it for clothing, but I know they used it for towels and dish drying towels and things like that, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Where was your meat stored?
That was just on one side. First we had the, as you went in the door on the right, there was the post office, and then the candy, and then groceries, and then the scales, and then the meat, and then an open space, and of course there was some meat in the back room too. And then you went around to the other side, and it began with shoes and dry goods to get down.
So the store was contained in one room pretty much?
Yes, mm-hmm. except a little storeroom in back and the cellar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you sell men's suspenders and
shirts? Oh yes, mostly. The clothes, the things, were things that they'd wear every day and use for working, you know,
mm-hmm.
Most things like that.
Mm-hmm. From Ballard's? Did you get those clothes?
For what?
From Ballard's.
Oh, yes, a great many, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Ballard's is quite important here then.
Was Ballard's clothing highly thought of?
It was.
Yes,
it was very, very long-wearing. Uh-huh. Very, very good. Still got some in the attic. We've always had them, you know.
How much would your father charge for, let's say, a shirt or a pair of pants?
I would think that, as I remember, but I'm not positive it's right. It seems if like a wool shirt would be around $2, you know, a heavy wool shirt. But I wouldn't I wouldn't be certain about that, but money didn't seem to make much difference to me, I guess. You know what I mean? You weren't so conscious of it then when you're younger.
When a man went in to buy anything, would he pay cash or would he have it put on his bill and taken out of his salary?
I think that most of them had it put on the bill and have it taken out when they got their pay. Not many of them carried too much cash or had too much cash to carry, I think.
Were there any that you heard of who bought more than their salary was?
I think so. I think that at certain times of year that they buy, maybe when the children are going to school or maybe when they were going to be, you know, getting ready for winter, that they'd buy, because I think that Dad always had open accounts.
Now, what's an open account?
I mean, one that they had paid some on it this week, but had bought more, and that would take them along, and maybe they'd bought more for 2 or 3 months, but still hadn't paid up everything, but kept paying along.
Were there any things like soft drinks in those days that were sold at the store?
Any things
soft
like
drinks, sarsaparilla, ginger ale?
Oh, there was, I think, just grape juice at that time, as I remembered it. Their only soft drink was the grape juice. I think that was one of the first ones that was made.
That was not carbonated. That was the regular grape juice, or was it in a soda form?
I think that it was in not soda form, not carbonated at all. And then I think there was another thing. There was a birch beer.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I remember. So those are the two that I remember having. And birch beer might have been carbonated, wasn't it? But I think the grape juice, that maybe you even diluted it when you put something in.
Did they keep things like that cold?
I don't think so. I think that it was, you had to cool it and put your ice on it at home, because I can't remember having any big cooler. They must have had a cooler of some kind, but I can't remember it. Of course, as I say, we had plenty of ice. And it may have been that we had something fixed down cellar in the back room that I just can't remember about, because the ice was no problem. You know, I said plenty of that.
Did you have fresh meat, like a beef carcass or things like that?
I think that that was just when we came and got our own and Malone and everybody else did when they had. I don't think that we carried any fresh meat in the store. Don't remember any.
What kind of candy was there?
There were different types of chocolates and brandy chocolates. I remember those brandy chocolates.
Cherry chocolates.
And cherry chocolates. Yeah, cherry, that would be cherry brandy. And licorice, I remember, licorice candy. But I didn't like it.
Was that the favorite of other people?
All children seemed to like it awfully well. You know, they'd go and get a great long stick of licorice for a cent. And that was wonderful.
Would they barter an egg for licorice? You know, trade an egg for a stick of candy?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else like that they would trade?
Can't think. I know that they brought a lot of the eggs to the store. Mm-hmm. And that we bought eggs or traded groceries for them or anything like that, because we sold the eggs ourselves by the crates. And probably came 2 or 3 times a week. It seems if we took them to North Bangor, they may have come on the train to Malone or wherever they went at that time.
Mm-hmm. Did meat carts come to the village then?
Not that I know of, although there were certain peddlers that came around at times, but I don't think that they had anything like meats then. They had, you know, tinware and things like that. They still had peddlers at that time I went through, and everybody was always interested in them.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think that it was more or less just to see what they had, you know. But still, they made a living.
Mm-hmm. Did they eat at your mother's house ever, peddlers?
Did they what?
Eat at your mother's house, stay for supper?
Oh, no, not those. No, the salesman. Oftentimes were friends, and so, and they'd plan to be there. We had dinner at noon then, and they'd plan to be there around noon always. Mm-hmm. Of course, there was no hotel available, so it was kind of nice to to know people then, wasn't it?
Right. Did you have spare rooms at your house, a
Just one, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I know it's just one. The family, we always had that one.
And salesmen would stay overnight then?
Sometimes, Not as often. I mean, the plan, as I said, I think more or less they were there around the middle of part of the day, but occasionally some would stay overnight.
Did they ever sell silverware in the store?
Not that I remember.
How about oranges, fruit?
Well, I know that I don't think that I remember too many. I think that that we got those more as a treat. They didn't send in as many. You know, there wasn't as much fresh fruit in the wintertime then, especially. In the summertime, I think we had them. But I meant like oranges in the winter, you know, and things that came from Florida or California. That wasn't as, it was a little more of a scarce item. There was someone down here that had those exotic things, you know, that that man that used to be down on Mill Street, was it Mill Street or Catherine, out here that everybody bought their figs and things like that from.
I never heard of that store.
You, Larry, could tell me in a minute while I can think of it, but I just can't think of the name.
Did you ever get grapes or peaches or things like that from the fair?
Oh, yes. Oh, all you know, that's when you usually got your first grapes. You bring home a lot of baskets of grapes, and I suppose they made grape jam and everything, because all of us would go home. I mean, everyone in the family had a basket or two of grapes carrying it to the car.
Were they the big bushel baskets? Or
no, those long, about that long and about that high with a handle, you know, those blue grapes.
About a foot and a half long.
It was just that. I think then the fair was always in September, and that was when the grapes were ripe, too. They're very plentiful in.
Mm-hmm. How about bananas?
I think we always had bananas.
The store?
I know we sold those in the store. I didn't think of it, but so because I have remember of once or twice of having tarantulas found on the, those big spiders, you know, found on a, we always got the whole big,
hand.
And once or twice we had found them up there. We were always watched for them, and I don't suppose they could be so certain that they weren't embedded around the and so we found them. That was quite an occasion.
Were they living when they were found?
As I said, just once or twice I remember them taking the banana thing outdoors and taking it out. Probably they killed the tarantula. I can't remember that. But they were quite excited about it being there, you know.
Was bread sold at the store?
I don't remember bread being sold. I know that at home they always made the bread. And I can't remember making selling bread, although it's possible. I can't remember that.
How about other baked goods? What other kind of baked goods did you have?
No. I don't think that there was any kind of baked goods sold there then. Yes.
Did you have milk for sale?
No, because everybody, the milk factory was right there, you know, and of course if anybody wanted it, they'd get it at the factory when it was delivered in the morning. If they didn't have cows, they get it right. Factory was right next door.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of canned goods were there?
Well, I know that like peaches and plums and all kinds of fruits. And then I don't think there were as many vegetables then, but there was. I don't know. There were tomatoes. That there. I always remember seeing cans of those, but. I don't think there's many like string beans and corn and things that, although they may have been, I just don't remember them. I remember beef, dried beef, you know, there was a lot of that sold there. And I think that came in cans or some kind of
plastic. How about tuna fish and things like that in cans?
I don't remember any tuna fish at that time. I don't remember it, no.
Soups. Were there soups there?
No, I don't remember any soups. That is queer. Of course, there may be some things that are vague there, you know.
In August, when the gardens were ready to be harvested, did your father sell onions and sweet corn?
No,
like
I don't
that?
Think so. I think that if you had them, you had too many, your neighbors came and you gave them to them. You know what I mean? Or you were glad to have them take them. Uh-huh. Anything like that that you didn't need.
Right. Did he sell apples?
No, everybody had apples. We had a lot in our yard and everybody else had them. Everybody had an apple tree or two in their yard.
How about maple sugar or cider or things like that? Did the store carry those?
No, you all had it, but we never sold it in the store. Mm-hmm. But,
what kind of tea was there in coffee?
Oh yeah, they had, I remember, it was, of course it was bulk tea. And like pounds, I don't know if they had anything smaller than pounds or not, like they do now, not bags, and also coffee, but I can't remember the name of the make. I can see them, but...
Was it ground right there at the store?
I beg your pardon?
Was it ground right there at the store?
The coffee was, oh yes. Mm-hmm. I think we had, can't remember, I gave the coffee maker that Dad had one of them up there, just a smaller one, like at home. You ground it if anybody wanted, but then in your home you had one too, you have to keep it.
How about nutmeg or ginger? Was that ground at the store or was it sold?
No, I think that was sold in boxes, in you know, the box. I think that was all. I never remember grinding that or having it at the store.
Did the store sell harnesses and horse liniment, things like that for a horse?
What the what?
Harness. Did the store sell harnesses?
Oh, no, I don't think that we sold any harnesses there. No, I was thinking of something else. We, no, I think that if a harness broke or anything, that like George Bump, who was an awfully good repairman and blacksmith and all like that, and he could also fix harnesses, that he would have straps to replace them, and then you'd buy more harnesses. Oh, you going? Okay, excuse me just a minute.
So there were no harnesses or horse liniment?
No.
So
there might have been some liniment. Yes, I think we did have a horse liniment.
Mm-hmm. How about beer?
No, I didn't have that at all, no.
That was confined mainly to liquors, to bar rooms and taverns?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You recalled once that some of the men used to go to the Klondike on Keeler Hill and would end up in the county jail?
Uh-huh.
What would your father have to do then?
Well, then when he needed them for the mill, and of course they'd put in, they would all be sobered off by the, if they went in Saturday night or something, by Sunday night they would be sobered up and they were glad to have them go out. It was just that they didn't want them on the or outside when they were drunk, you know. It was, mm-hmm. They were picked up.
Would he have to bring them back to
Scary? Yeah, that's what we do, because they, a great many of them wouldn't have any way to ride back, so that Dad would drive down, probably call the sheriff before and be sure he could get them and then drive down and bring them home.
Would you go along on these trips?
Uh-huh, quite often,
What was the condition of the men when they got back into the wagon?
What, you mean?
How'd they look? Did they look at them?
Well, not, they looked quite natural. You know what I mean? They weren't clothes in those days, where they were, the way they were used, they weren't what you call nattily dressed. They weren't.
No.
It was just kind of slipshod, in other words, you know, because the work clothes were loose enough so that they didn't bother them in any way, and they were practical but not beautiful.
Did the store sell socks?
Yes, they would have heavy socks and things like that because they were something that people would need. In those days, no, I think nylon and rayon, you know, helps, keeps them from wearing stool, but in those days they wore stool very fast, especially if they get wet and frozen, and then they'd wear in their boots, you know. They were quite heavy.
Were women in the habit of making their husbands socks?
Yes, I think they knitted quite a lot. Mm-hmm.
Were these socks colored or were they black?
I think they were mostly black. Yeah. Black or white, I think those two would be the, if I remember them.
Mm-hmm. How about coats, you know? jacket?
Yes, I think they would have some, like, heavy woolen jackets at that time, mm-hmm. some just a few of each size, so that if anybody needed one, you know, the, for a work jacket.
Did they buy, did men have suits? The men who worked for your father, did they have a suit?
Not many of them wore suits. They, if a coat wore out, they had a coat, and they, I think they had their Sunday suits, you know, for church. But and the rest of the time, they didn't wear suits at all. They were just work pants and a work jacket. And then if you dressed up to go to church or social or something, you put on your suit.
You they couldn't buy a suit at your father's store?
No. I don't think he handled them there at all.
Mm-hmm. Did they sell a lot of corn syrup?
Corn what?
Corn syrup.
Oh, no, I don't remember any corn syrup at all. They may have had some, but, you know, corn syrup is really a substitute for sugar and maple sugar, and I think that if anybody wanted a sugar substitute, I think maple sugar, if I remember correctly, then was cheaper than white sugar up until World War I, mm-hmm. when they were there. And then I remember at that time, I think that maybe after that time it changed a little bit.
Was the family allowed to take goods from the store? They must have been.
No, I think that Mother probably made out a list of what she wanted, and then Dad took it up. We never went in and grabbed something and took it unless Mother sent us down, and then we would always report it. If somebody was running the store, we gave it to them so that they had a record, so they would know if something was missing, you know, we weren't running in and taking it out.
How much would, so you would just get the goods sort of free, but they were paid for by your father's business.
Uh-huh. Yes, that was right.
So no money passed from, let's say, your mother to the store?
No. They all were kept track of just as if it was another customer.
So they keep track of the price?
That you keep track so that you'd know whether or not the store was making money or losing money and like that.
Was the family charged the retail or the wholesale price?
I think that they were charged it at the retail price because they could take off the percentage if they wanted to if Dad wanted to later. And then I think it was charged just at the regular retail price.
Mm-hmm. How much of a percentage would be taken off for family members?
In those days, I haven't any idea. I would say that maybe 20% or something like that. It was a lot less than it. But I wouldn't really, I wouldn't know for certain about the percentage because I can't remember helping mark things. Or if I did help down at the store, help when somebody was running it, if I did help, I think that they gave me the prices to put on, you know. And I can't remember whether we had a code for our cost or not. Although I did work in the store to help them, especially when I was in high school.
The store sold kerosene?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How would the kerosene be brought in?
That was in barrels. Hi, thank you.
In metal barrels?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Big metal barrel. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much it would cost a gallon?
No, I can't remember. But it was very few cents. I don't think it was very much. No. Thank you.
Would you sell lamp chimneys?
I think that we sold lanterns and lantern chimneys and lamps and lamp chimneys. I'm not positive how many lamps, but the chimneys we sold, I'm sure.
Do you remember the boxes the chimneys would come in? Were they like 8 boxes?
It seems to me as if they were maybe a couple feet long and a foot and a half wide and maybe a foot high. And I think they were cardboard and they were separated to keep them from breaking. Mm-hmm. I can't remember those.
Was there medicine sold at the store? Patent medicine?
No, very little. I mean, there was some. I know we had castor oil and certain kinds of bitters. I'm not sure whether it's mandrake bitters or some kind of bitters that were supposed to be good if anybody's stomach was upset. Mm-hmm. and just a few little things like that. That
was mandrake a home remedy of sorts?
I don't think so. I think it was a drug that was, because that might be the wrong name, but that's what, is what I remembered it as. It was put out by a druggist somewhere that we bought.
Do you remember cascara and quinine?
Quinine. Yes, castoria. Oh, very, very much. And I guess the quinine too. Yeah, I know. Oh, yes, I can see the picture of that man on the castoria bottle. That was for babies. And that's right.
Was there outing material sold at the store?
Outing flannel and things.
People used to use it for sheets and babies' diapers and everything.
It seems as if we had a few rolls or whatever they call those ones, bolts. That was what I was trying to say. It seems if a few bolts, and it might have been Elton material. It wasn't fancy. It was something, as I remember, that was used more or less like that for sheets and some cotton too.
How about dress material? What kind of dress material?
I don't think so, no. I think that they might have had some gingham, but I can't remember whether they'd have a bolt or two of gingham. They made their own gingham dresses then. Great deal.
How about calico?
That's a name that's very familiar, and it might have been calico instead of gingham. There were very few bolts of things, not a large quantity.
You had a butter factory next door?
Uh-huh.
Creamery?
Yeah.
How was that different in appearance from the store?
It was lower, and you drove up to where they unloaded the milk, and that was higher. That was above a wagon, so that you could take off cans from a wagon and pour it into this big vat. Mm-hmm. And then at